This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sunday marked the somber milestone of 500,000 deaths globally from COVID-19. In fact, that figure is now more than 501,000. It's a little more than a quarter of that in the United States. We're also looking at more than 10.1 million confirmed infections globally and more than 2.5 million in the United States. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called the milestone a sober reminder that even as research continues, the world has an urgent responsibility to do everything we can with the tools we have now to suppress transmission and save lives. Five U.S. states, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Arizona, and Nevada, reported record-breaking daily numbers of the new coronavirus cases over the weekend. The Pan American Health Organization said across Latin America, the number of cases exceeds 2 million. And Colombia now has more than 88,000 total cases, a number higher than the total reported by China, 84,000 and counting. Brazil surged to more than 1.3 million infections, second only to the United States. A troubling rise in infections was also reported in India, where the Times of India said that more than 18,000 new cases were reported Saturday, surpassing Friday's record of more than 17,000. Haiti, the poorest country in the Americas and one of its most crowded, is particularly threatened by the virus. In Haiti, it's the population of around 11 million. The spread has outpaced its testing capacity so much that its coronavirus task force declared that symptoms were enough to diagnose COVID-19, the illness caused by the virus. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Scientists are cautioning people not to be overly optimistic that a vaccine for coronavirus is imminent. As many as 15 governments and medical laboratories are making a serious effort to develop a coronavirus vaccine, with the first widespread trials expected to begin next month in the United States. British researchers have said they plan to test a vaccine in Brazil in August. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has said that a vaccine could be available soon, but maybe at the end of the year. But he says while he is optimistic, he told the Associated Press that we've been burned before. This isn't a race of who gets there first. This is get as many approved, safe, and effective vaccines as possible. Fauci added that researchers are going to have to be flexible enough to test vaccines at multiple sites and be ready to move as the virus moves. Starbucks is the latest company to say it will pause social media ads after a campaign led by civil rights organizations called for an ad boycott of Facebook, saying it does not do enough to stop racist and violent content. Starbucks says that its actions were not part of the Stop Hate for Profit campaign, but that it is pausing its social ads while talking with civil rights organizations and its media partners about how to stop hate speech online. The coffee chain joined a growing group of companies saying they'll push ads on Facebook or social media more broadly, including Unilever, the European consumer goods giant, Coca-Cola, Verizon, and dozens of smaller companies. The owner of a North Carolina racetrack says that he has faced death threats, lost employees, and seen all but two of his sponsors evaporate amid the backlash over his social media posts invoking the news found in the garage still of a stall of black NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace. Mike Fulp, who owns the dirt track 311 Speedway in Stokes County, told the News and Record that he knew his troubles from what he describes as a joke were self-inflicted. He post-advertised a bubble rope for sale on Facebook Marketplace. It's the day after an investigation determined the news had been there since at least October and was not a hate crime. Mississippi legislators have taken historic votes to remove a Confederate battle emblem from their state flag. Spectators in the Capitol cheered and applauded after the votes. It's the last state flag with the Confederate symbol that many people condemn as racist. Republican Governor Tate Reeves has said that he will sign the bill. The change comes amid widespread protest over racial injustice. Mississippi has a 38% black population. A commission will design a new flag that cannot include the Confederate symbol. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.